be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. The crowds asked John the Baptist, "What shall we do?" He replied, "Whoever has two cloaks should share with the person who has none, and whoever has food should do likewise." Even tax collectors came to be baptized, and they asked, "Teacher, what should we do?" He answered, "Stop collecting more than what is prescribed." Soldiers also asked him, "And what is it that we should do?" He replied, "Do not practice extortion. Do not falsely accuse anyone, and be satisfied with your wages." The people were filled with expectation, and all were asking in their hearts whether John might be the Christ. John answered them all, saying, "I am baptizing you with water, but one mightier than I is coming. I am not worthy to loosen the thongs of his sandals. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire. His winnowing fan is in his hand to clear his threshing floor and to gather the wheat into the barn. But the chaff he will burn with unquenchable fire." Exhorting them in many other ways, he preached good news to the people. The Gospel of the Lord. John writes in today's gospel that his winnowing fan is in his hand to clear his threshing floor, to gather the wheat into his barn, and the chaff he will gain with unquenchable fire. And then he goes on in the next sentence to say, "This is the good news of salvation." It doesn't necessarily sound like good news to me, but to his audience, it was incredibly good news. They were occupied by the Romans, who could be unbelievably cruel. If there was any type of resistance or any type of a rebellion, the Romans had no qualm whatsoever to go into a village and slaughter every man, woman, and child. These poor people were as poor as anyone could be. They didn't own the land they farmed, and so they had to give half of their crop each year to the landlord. They were taxed on everything, on the crops they grew. If they had an animal, they paid tax on each animal. If they had a cart, they paid a tax on the size of the wheel. Then they paid a tax to drive on the highway, etc. And so they were filled with hope and expectation that the Messiah was going to sweep all of this away and they would be able to live lives in peace. Fast forward 2,000 years, and we live in a troubled world also. These mass shootings seem to be occurring with increasing regularity. Could you imagine the horror, the absolute horror of being one of those Noontown elementary school parents? You kiss your beautiful child goodbye in the morning, send them to school, and they never come home. I can't imagine the horror. This opiate crisis, I can only tell you from my perspective that when I stand here to keep burying your children, by the time I'm done with it, I am drained of all my energy for a couple of days. I can't imagine what it does to parents who watch a child that they love deeply slowly slip away from them. And so what you and I need to be doing when the Messiah comes is sheltering the homeless, feeding the hungry, clothing the naked, because that is the wheat he will gather into his barn. Amen.